Well, there it is, that 13-letter word again, collaboration. The act of working with another to produce or create something powerful. A cooperation, a partnership, definitely teamwork. Collaboration is at its peak as Touchstone Theater presents its 10-day festival of performances, installations, and grand happenings with the people and artists of Bethlehem and the Lehigh Valley. When Festival Unbound hits town, October the 4th through the 13th. More than 30 performances of original work, music new and old, thoughtful panel discussions, a forum on sustainability, a homegrown community dinner, lunch gatherings with artists, local and international, a true collaboration between community organizations, Touchstone artists, and visiting international artists. Touchstone's collaboration with the community celebrates Bethlehem, the Lehigh Valley, and commemorates 20 years of change while forging a vision through art for the future of our neighborhoods and our daily lives. You've got to be there. Collaborate. Come with us and join hands for Festival Unbound. This is WDIY 88.1 Allentown, Lehigh Valley Public Radio, and you are listening to Lehigh Valley Art Salon. I remain George Miller, and along with my wife and co-host Kate Scuffle, we chat today with Festival Unbound coordinator Bill George and with Emma Ackerman, production manager. Welcome.
Hi. Thanks for having us.
Hey, thanks for having us.
Thank you for coming.
We're so thrilled you're here, especially since we were just talking before we came on air. There is so much going on with this festival.
It's crazy.
I don't know how you could spare the time.
And it's sort of mind-blowing trying to even talk about it. We've been working on it for so long.
Right.
And we're, you know, obviously we're sort of deep in the trenches with it. But when someone asks, oh, hey, what are you working on? You know, there's a very short way we can describe it. It's a 10-day arts festival. And then anything beyond that, it's like, well, we could talk for hours about it.
You've been working and collaborating and cooperating with other people about from 2016. Is that right?
To develop this.
Yeah. It was JP, who's the artistic director at Touchstone, was thinking about the fact that we were coming up on the 20th anniversary since we did Steelbound, which was part of another festival called the Steel Festival back in 1999, and decided that, well, it was time to look back in on that, to bring the community together and not look back where we'd been at the Steel, but try and look forward. So really, since 2016, we've been collecting stories, collaborating with different arts organizations, and a lot of them, you know, from Southside Film Festival, Godfrey Daniels, Mock Turtle Marionettes, the Bach Choir of Bethlehem, Lehigh University Zollner Arts Center, you know, on and on and on. And just really asking three questions primarily. You know, what are you concerned about? Where's the edge? You know, what do we need to do to hold together as a community to successfully face the challenges that are before us? And what kind of community do we really want? So this festival grew out of hundreds, if not thousands, of conversations and collaborations. And in order to create art, and all of the work is original work, it's really grown out of the people of this region and the artists in our community to help stimulate this civic dialogue.
And, you know, Bill mentioned a bunch of great artistic partners that we've been working with. But, you know, these conversations and these interviews with the community, you know, some of them are with our fellow artists, but there are also conversations with someone who runs the coffee shop down the street from us, or from our neighbors here on the south side, just anyone who's a part of this community. We want to make sure we're providing a voice for as many people as possible.
And the basic themes, from what I understand, from what Touchstone tells us, is that it is the challenge and promise of diversity, the health and interconnectedness of all things, and the importance of our youth.
Yeah.
Three themes that kind of emerged as important.
Yeah, there were five, and we thought, oh, my God, that's just that's too much. We kind of merged a couple. You know, the equality of men and women was a very important issue, and we just put that into diversity. And one of the I won't go into that.
I was going to say that one of the things that strikes me, I mean, and I will encourage, we'll come back to it time and time again, please go to festivalunbound.com, because Emma's right. We could be here all night, and we still wouldn't cover everything, and it would be a great conversation. But a lot of the work, whether it's the piece on HD, The Secret, or Hidden Seed, which is early Moravian women talking to us, a lot of incredibly strong women. To what you were saying, Emma, if you go on the site again, or the blogs, it is amazing to me how much you all have really reached out and embraced every facet of this community for their voices.
Yeah, and it's really encouraging the number of people who are willing to speak and willing to make their voices heard, because like that's so much of it. Like we're doing our best to reach out and make sure that people know that we're there and know that we're listening. But the number of people who've been willing to say, yeah, I do have something to say. I like this about Bethlehem. I don't like this about Bethlehem. I'm concerned or scared or excited about this in the future of Bethlehem. That's the number of people who've come forward with that have been really, really exciting.
And it is so important, too, to let our viewers know that ever since the creation of what was the People's Theater Company and is now Touchstone, has always had this consistent philosophy, and that is working with the community, whether it will be certainly with the Festival Unbound. But I remember we participated in Don Quixote, which was all a part of the community. It wasn't just a show you went to. It was a show that came to you.
And Steelbound kind of, if I understand correctly, in the arc of Touchstone's story, Steelbound was a huge step in that kind of big, big creation of a piece involving the community. I think it's interesting that you made the choice to link the two festivals with a piece that, and one of the original pieces, which, Bill, you might speak about.
Prometheus Redux, Returns. Yeah. We had done a lot of work in the community, but with Steelbound, where we really created a piece out of the material of our community itself, our art was beginning to have a power in a completely different way. It wasn't so much a performance or an aesthetic entertainment. It was like a ceremony. Mm-hmm. It was taking on powers that original theater had, you know, before the economic system turned it into an object of consumption. And so that's why we're really interested as artists in this work. Now, with Prometheus Redux, which is the piece written by Gerard Stropnicki, who worked on Steelbound 20 years ago with us, and there are many of the performers who were in Steelbound who are now back, not just me, but Guillermo who else? Ashley.
Yeah, just to briefly touch on that. There's one of the leads in the show, Ashley Tate Weller, who's a professor is a teacher at the Lehigh Valley Charter High School for the Arts. She was in the children's chorus in Steelbound 20 years ago, and so now to have her back 20 years later, really taking the lead in this production is like, it's so emblematic of everything that this festival is about.
This is really, you know, one of the really interesting things is there's a lot of talk about community. But are we willing to, you know, how do we do it? How do we make it happen? A place where we're not alone, but we're going through life together. And this festival is a great example of like, hey, let's be a community and share this experience, which is not all roses, you know, of what we're going through, and really be enthusiastic about what we can do with our home if we look at it positively and look for solutions together. So anyway, Prometheus Redux is the same character, Prometheus, 20 years later. And I will say that he is in a hospital, and part of that is reflects the change in our labor situation from manufacturing towards social service, things towards being people-centric. So there's a metaphorical aspect which is a reflection of what we're going through. There'll be also a big community discussion after the 2 p.m. Saturday performance, thank you, and in which we'll have 14 or so people on stage from many different areas, be it housing or be it the homeless or be it healthcare, these various different areas that all have to work together. Our communities like a living body with many different organs, but if those organs are competing against each other or working at contra purposes, it means we don't have a healthy community. So this is a piece of art that helps us embrace our increased complexity and our understanding of this increased complexity that we have to deal with.
I think it's interesting, too, though, that you're using the arts to allow people to vision a few, like not only talk about where they're at and what the concerns are, but the visioning process. Someone said to me that if Steelbound was about mourning the passage through the loss of the steel, this festival and this play is about, now that we're not bound, what story would we write? You know, what kind of community, as you would say, do we want to create?
Yeah. And again, that's sort of that's right back to the purpose of the festival, where Bill mentioned that our artistic director, J.P. Jordan, was really adamant that we should be honoring the past and respecting the past, but not clinging to it too hard so that we were still feeling able to move freely into the future together. And that's definitely something that Prometheus Redux explores in really interesting ways.
I think one of the key things, and I hope this isn't giving too much away, just kick me if I get too far down the line on this.
No spoilers.
Is that one of the things personally I'm concerned about is men, actually. Women are very, the women's story and the women leadership, as you've already mentioned, are really important in a number of productions. In Prometheus, we center on a white male and the sense of his disempowerment, particularly, and the sense of not even knowing how to be a man so much anymore. And this is, I think, something that's very close to me, and I have a lot of male friends who are really like, whoa, we're the bad guy now. How does that work? And so there's a lot of real good energy that comes out of the play to help us kind of come together and understand how this change is affecting us all.
Mm-hmm. I was struck, too, by listening to the reading of it a few weeks ago, that there's that sense of, for that man, there's also a sense of not knowing how he fits in and what he can offer as a worker, as a creator, as part of a community, that he feels like there's no need for him, perhaps. And how do you make that transition and find your way back home?
Yeah. So that's Prometheus. and a little bit on Festival Unbound. We touched a few things. But another piece, which we're going to have to take a break in a minute, I don't know, but is Poets, Troubadours, and Troublemakers, which is happening down at Godfrey Daniels.
And my favorite title of the show, as Lisa says.
And the Siegel Museum, and at Lyric Room at Miller Symphony Hall.
Which is the result of a series of workshops that Godfrey's hosted in conjunction with the festival, correct?
And
fostering local singer-songwriters and working with known and established ones.
Yeah. It's really great. I was just recording some of the songs that have been made over the last 6 months. Ann Hills, the absolutely brilliant and wonderful singer-songwriter, was leading these workshops. And musicians would come in and perform at Godfrey's, and then they would lead a master class with and so there were so Anne was holding it together, and then these master singer-songwriters would come in every 3 weeks or so, and now they've got songs. Some of those songs are showing up in the opening ceremony or the closing ceremony. There's going to be a CD made, and then there'll be three performances as I was saying, East Allentown and Bethlehem.
How it is all created because of collaboration. This is WDIY 88.1 Lehigh Valley Public Radio. You're listening to Lehigh Valley Art Salon, and we shall be back with more about Poets, Troubadours, and troublemakers after this important message.
Spread the word about your business or organization to a well-informed audience. Become an underwriter with WDIY. Our lineup of NPR News and locally produced programs reaches thousands of engaged listeners in the Lehigh Valley and beyond. Underwriting on WDIY is an affordable and effective way to provide information about your product and services to people who care. To learn more about underwriting opportunities, 610-694-8100, extension 6, or WDIY.org.
Lehigh Valley Arts Salon, and we are chatting with Bill George, the Festival Unbound coordinator for Touchstone, and with Emma Ackerman, a production manager.
So, Emma, speaking of visioning the future, I think you're working with a piece called Starry-Eyed. If we're shifting from the older souls who can't quite make the transition to the future to some younger souls here.
So Starry-Eyed is a production that's come together over the last year as a collaboration between a bunch of local teenagers. Teenage artists from our local high schools, from Liberty and Freedom and the Charter Arts High School. And they have been hard at work. I think I literally just looked at the calendar and was like, oh boy, we've been meeting for almost a year now. Mm-hmm. So these kids are great. They have got energy and bravery and wit and just a real willingness to be vulnerable. Now, I say that the story that we've sort of come up with over the course of the last year, it was rooted in these thoughts of like, okay, what are our concerns for the future? What are we worried about? What are we hoping for? And the story we've come up with is a little bit closer to a folktale or a fable about these wanderers wandering together in search of monsters to fight and rights to wrong. And they wander into this strange place called Bethlehem by accident. But they find that maybe they have work to do here as well. And while they're here in Bethlehem, they face their fears and they fight monsters. And they learn that it's okay to fail sometimes. And it's a really, I don't know, I think it's a really funny, silly, sweet little meditation on how we face failure and how we win together, how we prevail by working together.
And this will be happening during the festival, of course.
Yes, this is October 5th and 6th, the Saturday and Sunday of the festival, and we're performing it outside at Payro Plaza, so right outside of City Hall and the library, just right overlooking the city of Bethlehem.
Which is interesting because for all the wonderful performances and plays and creations, many things will be happening indoors. That site's going to, during the 10 days, I have to tell folks, you're going to see a lot of buzz around Payro, a lot of the art's going to take over the plaza, it feels like, for the 10 days. And the opening and closing ceremonies, the outdoor ceremonies sound fabulous as well.
Yeah, there's a, it's like you were saying, it's right back to Touchstone's roots as a street theater, as outdoor theater. Bill will often talk about how when Touchstone was founded, it was really important that theater not be something that was just shut up in a special room that a few people got to come and see, that it should be outside and able to be shared by everyone. And that's such an important part of Touchstone's ethos. So it seemed only fitting that we should have a lot of outdoor performances and spectacles as part of Festival Unbound.
In fact, one of my favorite outdoor, and now I'm not going to be joining them because I think I'm past my bike riding days. But we've got someone cycling across the country to join us all at the festival with the company Agile Rascals. Can you tell me a little bit about that outdoor adventure?
Yeah, so the Agile Rascal Touring Bicycle Theater Company is this incredible group. Their shtick is that they travel to performances by bicycle, and they come from all over the country. So to travel to their performances by bicycle is no small feat. And they are creating an original show for Festival Unbound entitled To Hunt a Wild Utopia. And this performance, not only will they have ridden their bicycles here in many cases, they will be taking the audience on a bike ride. It's a very, very easy, I think, 1.5 mile loop through Bethlehem, where the performance will be moving. And they'll find different stations to stop at, familiar sites in Bethlehem that Agile Rascals actors will have positioned themselves in, and audiences will get lots of little surprises along the way.
It used to be you had to sing, dance, and act. Now it's you have to act and ride a bike.
Yeah. As we talk about this, I'm concerned about the listening audience, whether or not they'll just like, there's so many different things here. So you know, we just want everyone to know that if they go to festivalunbound.com, they can sort through them. And, you know, they don't have to come to everything. I mean, but we've set it up so it is possible to come to everything. And towards the end, there'll be a community supper and a closing ceremony. The whole festival has an arc to it. The opening festival is an invitation to be open to what you're stimulated by. Be open to share, enter into the conversation, be it at the luncheon gatherings at the lodge every noon during the week with Christopher Shore and the various artists who will be joining him there, or on the blog, or writing, taking photos and Facebook printing and tagging us. So, I mean, whatever way you can,
and
get
actually,
involved.
Just to follow up on that briefly, one thing that I just found today, Bill was mentioning the Poets, Troubadours, and Troublemakers that they had a recording recently. Today I was looking through on Instagram, and one of the young artists who had been doing songwriting through the workshops posted selections of the original songs that she'd written for the festival. Mm-hmm. So if you go on social media, search for at Festival Unbound or hashtag Festival Unbound, you can find not just the sort of official materials, but also a lot of what community members have been working on to be a part of this.
And some of my favorite are the community interviews with community members that have been part of the conversation.
Yeah, this is something wonderful that Emma's been doing just recently. And to see these beautiful faces and to hear each unique voice, it just makes this place a home. You know?
And I shouldn't probably mention this because it'll be spoken in 2 weeks. Incidentally, folks, in 2 weeks we're going to have more of Festival Unbound here on Lehigh Valley Art Salon with Kate and I. But I do want to mention the Pergonis Theater Company because they're a good friend of Touchstone and of ours. And they are well known as the Latino Theater Collective from New York, but international artists. And they've been here collaborating with you as well.
Yeah.
Omar, one of the company members from Pergonis, has been visiting like several times over the last several months. He's been great working with the local Spanish-speaking population, making sure that their stories are heard and gathered, and I think songwriting and song gathering as well. Mm-hmm. They're going to be performing at the Ice House. And for those of you that have been to performances at the Ice House, this is not going to be your standard performance at the Ice House where you go into the theater and you have a seat. But this is an active walk through the entire building, a performance walk through the whole Ice House.
Yeah, I want to reach out also to our Black audience members here at WDIY and say there's going to be something put together by Sharon Brown and Cashy Johnson from Lehigh University's Theater Department called Homecoming, Saturday noon till 5. And it's going to be delightful. Reverend
Gregory Edwards
is going to be speaking, but also Issei Barnwell will be there from Sweet Honey and the Rock to for collective singing. There'll be spoken word, different.
Just a lot of celebration of local Black talent and community leaders.
And a real discussion about, you know, where to from here. And there's a number of projects or pieces that are in Festival Unbound. We want to really have everybody involved in this conversation about what we as a community need to do to build a better place for us all.
And again www.festivalunbound.com. It really is overwhelming in the best possible way, and exciting, exhilarating, and groundbreaking.
How proud I am of your company, and I wish I were an integral part of it myself, for what you have done over the period of years and what you continue to do to make life better here in the Lehigh Valley.
Thank you, George.
Truly an honor to talk to you. This is, of course, WDIY 88.1 Lehigh Valley Public Radio, and we're talking about Festival Unbound that hits town October the 4th through October the 13th. We ask that you, again, join hands, come on over, shake ours, and we'll see you there. Special thanks to our technical engineer, Steve Aronson, who brings us donuts, fresh fruit, and ice cream every show that we do. Thanks, Uncle Stevie.
Thank you.
Incidentally, that was a hint for next week. Again, Emma and Bill, thank you very much for being part of our lives.
Thank you, Kate, George.